Seneca, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A new UN Human Rights report says South Sudan's government has operated a so-called scorch path earth policy of killing civilians, destroying their villages, and sexually assaulting girls and women as it fights the country's civil war. UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA youth militia allied to the government are being allowed to rape women in lieu of wages.
It seems they're not being paid. They're best being given carte blanche to rape and to steal cattle. And basically those are the two sort of bits of war bounty they get, to the women and the cattle. It's really an unbelievable picture, and then nothing being done, apparently, by the government to stop it.
Colville says the South Sudanese government has more or less denied some of the worst allegations of the UN report. United Nations Security Council has endorsed a call from Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to repatriate peacekeepers who sexually abuse or exploit the people that they are sent to protect. In 2015, there were 69 allegations of sexual abuse or exploitation made against UN peacekeepers. The UN mission in the Central African Republic was the subject of the most allegations. U.S. General John Campbell says the Afghan Air Force will not reach necessary strength levels until 2020. Campbell, who has just ended the command of the U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan, says some aircraft procured for the force will not arrive until 2018. He said the force then needs an additional 2 to 3 years to train its pilots. Afghan aviation capabilities saw significant progress under the general's leadership. This is VOA News. The Arab League has formally labeled Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group as a terrorist organization. The measure, approved by a majority of the Arab League ministers except those from Lebanon and Iraq, reflects the fraying ties between Shiite Iran and the Sunni-dominated Gulf Cooperation Council. The GCC already banned Hezbollah as a terrorist organization. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy, Tin Jaw, trounced the country's current vice president in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. It is the latest exercise in democracy as Aung San Suu Kyi's party prepares to take the reins of government on March 30th after decades of military dominance. That story now from VOA's Steve Herman.
NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi led her lawmakers in voting for her hand-picked candidate, now virtually assured to become president. But most here are disappointed she could not find a way around the constitutional prohibition against anyone with children of foreign citizenship becoming president as she does.
I really feel sorry for her, Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi, and then say congratulations to Mr.
Aung San Suu Kyi and her hand-picked president will not have a free hand to run Myanmar. The military automatically retains a quarter of the parliamentary seats, and it will control several key ministries. Its candidate for president will certainly lose next week's parliamentary vote, but is guaranteed one of the two vice presidential posts. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the parliament in Naypyidaw.
Here in the U.S., former First Lady Nancy Reagan was remembered with both laughter and tears Friday as 1,000 invited mourners during her funeral at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, that is in Simi Valley, California. Mrs. Reagan was 94 when she died of heart failure on Sunday. Her daughter, Patty Davis, spoke about her mother and the well-known love she and President Reagan had for one another throughout their 42-year marriage.
My parents were two halves of a circle, closed tight around a world in which their love for each other was the only sustenance they needed. While they might venture out and include others in their orbit, no one truly crossed the boundary into the space they held as theirs.
Besides Patty Davis and her brother Ron Reagan, Nancy Reagan is survived by a stepson, Michael, who Ronald Reagan adopted during his first marriage to actress Jane Wyman. And U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump canceled a rally in Chicago Friday night after thousands of protesters converged on the venue and clashed with Trump supporters. Mr. Trump said he wanted everyone to go in peace and he didn't want anyone hurt.
That's the latest world news from VOA.